Blog Talk Radio.
Hello to everyone out there, and welcome to Hallway Conversations on Epilepsy.com. I'm Dr. Joe Servin, editor-in-chief of Epilepsy.com, and this is Hallway Conversations, a podcast devoted to all things seizures and epilepsy. Today is July 6th, 2016, and we're going to be talking with Dr. David Spencer. He is a professor of neurology and the director of the Oregon Health Sciences University Comprehensive Epilepsy Center in lovely Portland, Oregon. David, it is a pleasure to have you joining us today.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for including me.
Well, it's a pleasure. To all our guests out there, the reason we have Dr. Spencer talking to us today is that he is an author of a soon-to-be-released new book on navigating life with epilepsy, which is the title of the book, which is really a way for all of us to learn what are the things we need to know about epilepsy and or seizures. And we're just thrilled to have Dr. Spencer here to kind of talk about this particular project. But before we begin, David, just so that we can set the stage for all of our listeners out there, can you tell us about your current work in epilepsy and your role in the field?
Sure. So after doing my neurology training, I did 2 years of extra specialty training in epilepsy, did an epilepsy fellowship. And really for the last 20 years or so, this has been my main focus of my work. So right now I split my time. Part of my time I'm running the University Epilepsy Center in Portland at Oregon Health and Science University. And then part of my time I'm also working at the VA, the Portland VA Medical Center. And many of your listeners will know that the VA system has also set up an epilepsy, kind of a nationwide network of epilepsy centers of excellence. So I'm fortunate to be part of that. And really, across those two sites, see a wide variety of patients in lots of different settings. A predominant activity is doing patient care. So I really enjoy seeing patients in the clinic. I see patients in the hospital. I'm also doing some research. But another focus of my work has really been on teaching. And so part of this is sort of traditional teaching, working with medical trainees. So I teach medical students and before they've got their medical degrees, and then residents or trainees in neurology after they've gotten their MD degrees and they're doing their specialty training in neurology. And currently I'm also running our fellowship program. So these are fully trained neurologists who are taking the time to get extra training in epilepsy care. So that's a lot of what I'm doing.
That's fantastic. That gives us a great perspective, because I know that that's extremely busy across a lot of different groups of individuals with epilepsy. Let me focus in. This is I was able to kind of go through the book. I love it. I think this will be a big, big help to all of our listeners. But how did you become involved in this particular book project, Navigating Life with Epilepsy?
That's a great question, actually. And I think, like a lot of things, it was partly by purpose and partly just by coincidence. So as I mentioned, I had been doing quite a bit of work in patient education areas. And so a couple of things I've been involved with. One is one of the main journals, professional journals in neurology, is called Neurology, and there's a section of the journal that's actually directed more towards patients called the patient page. And what we try to do with that is take some of these scientific articles that come out every day, and you know, you and I see these things that pop up on the news, and there's a 10-second blurb about blueberries are good for your brain or whatever the short little bit for the day is. And what we try to do is take some of this new scientific information, go into it in a little bit more depth, but really try to translate it into terms that that the lay public, people that don't have a lot of medical or scientific background, can understand. So this kind of got me thinking about how to explain some of these more complex scientific ideas to a lay audience. And then you and I actually have both been involved with the Neurology Now publication. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the audience will probably be familiar with this too, but You and I are both on the advisory board for this publication, and this is just a fantastic publication. It's consumer-oriented magazine, essentially, that has won many awards. It's entirely focused on patients with neurologic disease and their families, and really kind of picks up on this theme of navigating life with a neurologic condition, whether it's headaches or stroke or epilepsy. And so this the people behind Neurology Now have organized a whole series of books for patients and families and friends and caregivers. And the whole series is called Navigating Life with Whatever the Condition Is. So there's some great books already out there, Navigating Life with MS, Navigating Life with Stroke, Navigating Life with Brain Tumors. And I looked through some of these, and they really fill an important need. I think it helps to inform people, and as I read through some of them, I also realized it just helped people feel more connected, I think a little bit, maybe less alone, knowing that a lot of other people have dealt with similar issues. And reading this one about brain tumors, I sort of put myself in the shoes of somebody who might be reading this, and I think it made me feel a little bit more calm, a little more focused, like I might be able to take on some of the challenges.
Got it. No, that's wonderful. As I love the way you've kind of noted what the style is, if you will. In a way, you've answered this question, but what's the ultimate goal of the book?
That's a good question. I mean, I think there are really probably several goals. Probably the two main goals, I would say, are to help inform people and then help to connect them with some of these ideas and things that other people have gone through, and this theme of helping navigate life with epilepsy. So the informing part, it's a fairly comprehensive approach to talking about epilepsy. So it does, cover a lot of the basics, definitions about what are seizures, what are epilepsy, how do we classify seizures, how does that tell us about how to choose treatments. Really a lot of useful information, I think, or I hope, about different treatments for epilepsy, medications, side effects that could occur from medications, and then some important information about what to do if medications aren't working. Are there options for epilepsy surgery? Some of the new emerging other treatments, neurostimulation, diet therapy for epilepsy, maybe some alternative or complementary approaches to treatment. So hopefully a lot of up-to-date information that I try to present in an accessible way. But, a good chunk of this is directed at informing people. But rather than just being a textbook, I also want it to be something that helps people connect and navigate. So there are a lot of stories from my experience from talking with patients. I think some of these things hopefully will resonate with people that read the book, that this happened to me or this happened to my family member. Make them feel a little bit less alone, that there are literally thousands and millions of people who've dealt with issues around epilepsy before, and really try to bring that across to people. So both of those things. And partly, I think in both of these areas, the goal is to try to fill some of the gaps. I think somebody could be as fortunate to see you in clinic as a marvelous clinician, and still there's time limits. And so there's a lot to talk about in a clinic visit. You may not have time in every visit to cover every topic. So having something like this book to fill in some of the gaps, I think, will also play an important role. And I will mention, too, that the book is really focused on adolescents and adults with epilepsy. There's a couple wonderful books for parents and for children, but the scope of this is more looking at teenagers and adults and older adults as well.
Got it. So the whole spectrum of age groups. I love the title. I know it's part of a series. Is there a special significance of the title of the book, if you will?
The idea of navigating life, it's been a theme of the whole series of books, as I mentioned, and I think it really gets at the sense that this is not a It's not a medical textbook. It's not a translated medical textbook. And, you know, hope that it will give people information that they need to, you know, to navigate a lot of the day-to-day issues that will come up, including just visits with your doctor. And, you know, my sense has always been the more informed people are, the better they can participate in making good decisions. People are different in how much they want to be involved in that decision making, but I think the more you know, the more you just have a sense of knowing what's going on with your care and a sense of ownership over it. And and the title of the book also gets at the point that probably everyone listening to this will be very, very familiar with, which is that, you know, epilepsy is much more than just seizures. And so I'm sort of preaching to the choir here, but I hope that the book captures some of that sense that, you know, treating epilepsy is not all about just stopping seizures, and that there are a lot of other aspects to managing life with a condition like epilepsy.
What, you know, give us a sense of, are there parts of the book that, you know, that are special to you or unique to it, from, you know, to differentiate it from other sources out there, to help out readers? I think you point out some, but what are some of the unique aspects of this particular text?
Mm-hmm. So I don't know that any of it is, you know, is completely unique, but I think the focus possibly is. So, you know, I talked a lot about one of the goals being to inform people. So there is a lot of basic information, hopefully organized in a way that people can access easily. So if you're started on a new medication, you can find information about that medication. If you have a new diagnosis, you can become familiar with the kind of testing you might go through. But some of the more unique aspects, or some of the slightly different focus for this, I think, are on some of the navigating life aspects. So there's a little detour at the beginning talking about the history of epilepsy and kind of putting it into perspective over the years. And then a lot of things just about day-to-day life. There's a section on, you know, driving in epilepsy, which is when you ask people with epilepsy, what are your top three concerns? That's always near the top. And so
Right. Thinking
about how epilepsy intersects with day-to-day life, driving, work issues. There's a good section on safety and first aid, both for people with epilepsy and for their friends or family or caregivers. Talk a little bit about relationships in epilepsy, and this was kind of a nice opportunity for me to talk to some of my patients about what does it mean to have epilepsy. And I spoke with one of my favorite patients who's in her late 20s and is single and is dating, and kind of got me thinking more about things I honestly hadn't thought about so much before, about how do you talk to people when you first meet them or get into relationships with them about your epilepsy. Do you introduce this idea early? Is that going to scare people? Do you wait too long? How do you navigate this? And so got some just great input from her, and she was nice enough to let me put in a long quote from her, which I thought was really a nice way of thinking about it. So things like that, issues with, you know, mood or anxiety or depression, which are very, very common, and some areas that I think that are unique to certain groups of people. So I do talk about what issues are unique to teenagers with epilepsy, to women with epilepsy, you know, an increasing group is elderly patients with epilepsy. So each one of those groups has some unique issues, and I try to take some time to take on each of those topics.
That is fantastic. Well, I know that when people listen to this, and I'm lucky because I got a copy, but when is the book available, or is it available at this time?
It will be available soon. So we're doing this program a little in advance of the release. The official release date is going to be October 3rd.
Okay.
And so it is available to pre-order now. If you go on Amazon.com and look for Navigating Life with Epilepsy, you'll see it there. And they're taking pre-orders. You can also go to the Oxford University Press website. That's the publisher. And then, you know, soon it will be available on any of the online retailers. There's going to be an ebook version, so if you have a Kindle or a reading device, you'll be able to get it on that. And it will first become officially available October 3rd.
That's fantastic. And so in general, if folks want to obtain a copy of the book, the best option is, number one, it's ready for pre-orders, but to stick with e-versions or one of the electronic retailers?
That's certainly a good way to do it. I'm a big fan of independent bookstores, so I'm sure if you have a favorite bookstore around the corner, they'd be happy to order it for you. And want to promote people keeping bookstores in their communities as well. So I think I'm pretty sure they would be able to pre-order it as well. But in the fall, it will be available pretty widely.
Fantastic. David, I really appreciate you talking to me. In our last minute or so, any other take-home messages or issues you'd like to share with the audience as the main thing they take away from today's conversation with you?
You know, I think I'd really just like to encourage everyone to continue to try to learn and connect when it comes to epilepsy. I mean, the book, I hope, is going to be a very useful resource for people, but it's really just one thing. So, you know, staying informed. I mean, obviously, this audience knows all about epilepsy.com and the Epilepsy Foundation, just fantastic resources for learning about epilepsy and connecting. There's just a host of online resources, social media. And so, you know, I hope this book will fill an important niche, but I think I just want to encourage everybody to use kind of an all-of-the-above approach. You know, talk to your doctors, talk to your nurse practitioner, use resources like this book, get online, talk to people, and I think there are just so many fantastic resources. I hope this will be a contribution to it.
I think you're already on your way. From what I've read and looked at, I think people will love it, and it'll be a great help. David, I just want to thank you so very much for joining us today on Hallway Conversations. I really appreciate it. I hope we can bring you back for other topics in the future.
I would love to do that. Thank you so much, Joe.
It's a pleasure, David. And we've been talking to Dr. David Spencer. He is professor of neurology and the director of the Oregon Health Sciences University Comprehensive Epilepsy Center in Portland, Oregon. He's been talking about the forthcoming release of the publication of a book entitled Navigating Life with Epilepsy. It will be available in October. Pre-orders are already available on Amazon.com and other electronic retailers. I hope to everyone out there that you find this very useful and very helpful to living life with epilepsy. And to everyone out there, I hope it's a great rest of the day. Stay cool. It is in the middle of the summer. And this has been Dr. Joe Servin, Editor-in-Chief of Epilepsy.com. And this has been Hallway Conversations. Thanks again.